We have no particular idea what caused it, but we do have an idea to fix it.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon, in for Bill Radke. There could be new so-called circuit breakers in place when the opening bell rings on Wall Street this morning in response to that mysterious crash a month ago. Over half an hour, stock market prices plunged and whipped back up like a bungee cord. Here's the deal. Regulators say they still don't know what happened that day, but they're hoping to keep it from happening again, with new limits on stocks that make up the S&P 500. In New York, Marketplace's Elisa Roth explains.
The circuit breaker is essentially a timeout. If the price of certain stocks goes up or down more than 10% within 5 minutes, then trading in that stock will be stopped for 5 minutes. Roderick Hills was chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission in the mid-70s. He says circuit breakers like these may or may not actually prevent another flash crash.
There's something that treats a symptom. They don't really deal with anything that you would call a cause.
That's partly because we still don't know what made it happen last time. There already are some circuit breakers in place, but the crash in May didn't trigger any of them. David Reuter was chair of the SEC in the 80s. He says trying a new kind of circuit breaker is a perfectly reasonable idea.
In the face of imperfect information, my choice would be to do something and see whether it has the effects you'd like.
The trial period will go on until the end of the year. After that, regulators will decide whether to make them permanent and whether to include more stocks. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Looks like the week is coming down to a cliffhanger for BP investors. The British oil giant tells the Wall Street Journal its dividend payouts to shareholders could be cut. That would be a big blow for those who've already seen the value of their shares plunge. And that was before new estimates that say the spill may be worse, much worse, than we've been told. For the latest, we turn to Marketplace's Jeff Horwich. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, Bob.
Okay, so we've heard this before, but what's the new estimate? How bad is the leak now?
Yeah, well, you've heard this before, too. We still don't really know, sorry. But scientists convened by the federal government to get a handle on it now say it's possible twice as much oil has spilled from this well than we previously thought. They're still giving a huge range, largely because the main tool available has been this underwater web video, which, as you'd imagine, is not the most precise instrument. But the new range from these government scientists is considerably higher than the information we were dealing with just yesterday.
Well, speaking of yesterday, the company had a good day, at least on Wall Street. Will today's new data deal another financial blow to the company?
Quite possible, I think. As you'd imagine, as the size of the spill shoots up, so do both the cost of the cleanup and the potential liabilities for BP going forward. This will be an important number in lawsuits. And this will put even more pressure on BP to lower or postpone its dividend, to sock more money away to recover in the long term. On the other hand, maybe investors are exhausted or skeptical now when it comes to this constant revising of estimates, and I guess the market will let us know.
Marketplace's Jeff Horwich, thanks.
You're welcome.
Right now, the market seems to be reflecting some confidence that BP's dividend might not be cut completely, but perhaps just deferred for the time being. BP shares have rallied by 7% in London at this hour, and that's helping lift the FTSE by 0.2%. In Paris, the CAC 40 has gained better than 0.75%. Frankfurt's DAX hasn't made it much above the flat line. Stocks in Tokyo and Hong Kong closed up more than 1%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com. And by the Batten Institute, advancing knowledge about entrepreneurship and innovation at the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. www.batteninstitute.org.
Tax season just ended in Greece, which happens to be home to Europe's most notorious dodgers of the tax man. Now that the country is battling bankruptcy, though, Greece is going after the cheaters this year. From Athens, Joanna Kakissis reports.
It's a frantic morning at Yannis Kapeleris' office. He's the top financial crimes investigator in Greece. And his job is to track down tax evaders, who could be anyone from plumbers to pop singers to politicians.
It's our main goal to get tax evaders to pay because, as you know, the government here has implemented some strong austerity measures that are really weighing down the working people.
Kapeleris knows what he's up against. At least 10% of Greece's gross domestic product isn't taxed at all. That's $37 billion a year. Yannis Tsarmougelis is an economics professor at the University of the Aegean. He says part of the problem is that tax evaders aren't scared of getting caught.
We have a very weak legal system that does not allow someone that evades taxation, for instance, to be facing a sentence to jail, to go to jail.
He says another big reason Greeks don't pay their taxes is because they don't trust the government. Many people here call their politicians kleftes. That's the Greek word for thieves. At this recent protest outside Parliament, I talked to a store manager named Dimitri. He says politicians stole so much taxpayer money over the past 50 years that they've bankrupted Greece.
I want people that robbed us to give back the money. It's not enough for them to get into jail. Because if they get into jail, we're going to be paying for their food in the jail.
Tax investigator Yanis Kapeleris says he wants people to trust that this government won't be corrupt. He says he has hundreds of investigators working from dawn until midnight to make sure everyone pays their taxes this year.
I think people really want justice. They want tax evaders brought to justice.
His office has already fined tax evaders more than $2 billion. That's four times more than during the same period last year. And in Greece, that's progress. In Athens, I'm Joanna Kakissis for Marketplace.
Here's a hopeful sign of progress. Boston Consulting Group is out with a study showing global wealth is back to its pre-meltdown heights, and the number of millionaires has grown by 14%. Maybe the economic recovery will start trickling down to the rest of us soon, but it might not bode well that North America is lagging behind other parts of the world. That didn't stop a company called Vertu from opening a new boutique on Rodeo Drive this week. On display was a handcrafted platinum, black leather, ruby-encrusted, 83-carat, sapphire-studded cell phone. Like most things in Beverly Hills, if you have to ask, you probably can't afford it. But if you insist, you can take one home for $70,000. And hey, such a deal, the LA Times reports you don't even have to commit to a two-year contract. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.